it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, the last couple of days we've been talking about the, well, here's how the press, let me just read you the top headlines covering this story right now. Politico. Here's what Politico says. Historic LGBTQ rights bill passes after exposing GOP divisions. Washington Post. The Equality Act can become law if Democrats will add religious exemptions. Good luck. NBC News. Anti-LGBTQ coalition targets Equality Act in the name of America's children. Forbes. What's in a name? An honest look at the Equality Act. Hey, Forbes. Actually taking a look at it. Good job. NPR. What is the Equality Act anti-discrimination law explained? USA Today. Not a fair fight. Actually, this is positive. USA Today, not a fair fight. Our athlete daughters shouldn't have to compete with transgender women. The headline would be better if they said biological males, but I'm going to leave that where it is. So there you go. That's kind of a snapshot of how the press is talking about this piece of legislation that passed the House yesterday by a pure partisan vote. Every Republican voted against it and every Democrat voted for it. But what's in it? And how does it impact people of faith? Let's talk to the daughter of Dr. Franklin Graham, the granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham, and someone who now, with her own fearless podcast, is helping people every single day think more clearly, think more biblically. Sissy Graham Lynch, longtime friend of the show. Welcome back. It's good to talk to you. Happy Friday.
Well, hello, Kevin. Thanks for having me again. Wish we were talking about something more fun today, but this will be great.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this. So there's, for people that may not cover or look at public policy all the time. And by the way, I want to point out that you served at President Trump in his capacity in terms of a liaison to the faith-based community. And so you had a real insight into kind of his feeling about how people of faith not only had been forced to give up a lot of their freedoms that they're guaranteed in the Constitution, but his plans to try to turn that around and kind of change as much of that as he could in his 4 years while he was there. And we appreciate your service in that capacity. But a lot of people hear the term Equality Act and they say, well, this must be about equality, so it must be good. And the average American, beyond that headline, that little phrase, probably doesn't go any deeper than that. Why should we? What's in this bill?
Yeah, this is a danger. There's nothing equal in this act. And it does sound wonderful. I was just getting my hair done at a salon about 30 minutes ago, and I was talking to a lady who had never heard about it. And when you talk about it, you know, we talk about this will be very dangerous of people of faith. It is the most invasive threat we have seen to religious liberty ever proposed in America. It's what Andrew Walker said. But I challenge this woman, this will affect not only Christians and people of faith. This affects everybody. It affects their ability to make decisions for their businesses. And it definitely would punish and penalize those who do not agree with this new sexual norms of gender theory that is going on.
Right. Well, and by that, we know that the president has issued all these executive orders forcing biological males to be allowed to compete athletically against biological females. But in this case, it goes beyond an executive order and actually gets codified into law. An executive order, the next president could come along and undo whatever Joe Biden did. But if this passes and the president signs it, it then becomes something that Congress has to undo the next time around.
Yeah, I want to encourage, this affects everybody. You know, whether you're a baker, you're a florist, you're a photographer, no matter what your business, we look at like at our insurance companies, this will affect you. You have a medical practice, this is going to affect you. Whether you have a restaurant and there's a hostess position open and a 6'4" man dressed as a woman comes in and wants to be your hostess, well, you're going to have to hire him now. You will not be able to hire him because you wouldn't want him as the first face you see in the small business you put all your money into. It takes away your ability to make the decision what's best for your business. And it sounds great. You know, I just encourage this woman. She had a daughter who's 13 years old. They are leaving to go to play softball this weekend in a tournament. And I asked her, you know, she had no idea what's going on. So I encourage people to have this conversation with those who are not informed of what's going on. you know, I made it personal to her. She asked me what I did for a living and what interview I had coming up. And I told her, and I said, you have a 13-year-old daughter who plays softball. Would you be okay if she got cut from the team because there was a boy that was better than her, but he identified as a woman? She goes, no, never. That's wrong. You know, so like people who are not even Christians, this is going to affect people. You know, right now, a good conversation starter is Mr. Potato Head. Nobody yes. agrees with Mr. Potato Head. This is ludicrous. It is not common sense. And the salon, a very liberal salon I go to, they were in uproar over Mr. Potato Head today.
Well, you if know, they so think Potato really Head is bad, people. Just wait until Henrietta is rebounding against their girl on their against their daughter in the high school basketball team. Actually, Sissy, this is beyond that. I saw, and I think I posted this on social media last week, but and I think it was a religious college of some sort, because the mascot was the Saints, and I think it was Mission College or some name like that that was in the title. But they had a man, an obvious man, who was identifying as a woman playing on this woman's basketball team, and he was like 6'5", and literally all the girls on both teams that he was rebounding and shooting over, you know, didn't even reach his armpit. And you know, I coached college basketball for a little while. You know, rebounding is violent. We swing elbows. There's defensive blocking out. There's all kinds of ways and means that in a contest like that, where you have a lot of contact, girls are not just going to be outmaneuvered athletically. They're going to be injured because they're playing against people that they're not designed to play against.
Yeah, you know, I think my husband Corey saw the same exact thing and started laughing because he literally thought it was a joke at first. And it's not a joke, and it's not funny because it's coming for all of our girls' sports and our little girls. I mean, it's science, and this is supposed to be the party of science, where there's 6,500 genetic differences between male and female. But we won't have male and female anymore. There will be no gender. We're all going to be it in life. But, like, I just look at where are the professional female athletes? Where's the USA?
You know what? That's a great question. Sissy, hold this thought, because I want to come back with just a few more minutes on the other side of this break and ask you, how should Christians be responding to this? What is your encouragement to fellow believers, especially whose right to exercise their faith is going to be impacted by this? And then concerned parents that just care about the welfare of their daughters. We'll get some tips on that from Sissy Lynch. Her podcast is called Fearless. Check it out. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. I want you to either go to Apple Podcasts or TuneIn or whatever your favorite podcast provider is and just look for the Fearless Podcast hosted by Sissy Graham Lynch. If you say, hey, that sounds kind of familiar. Yeah, the daughter of Dr. Franklin Graham. Granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham, and someone who in her own right is making a big difference in helping people to think clearly and to be more bold in the expression of their faith in their lives, in the marketplace, in the church where they live every single day, and grateful for her willingness to do this. And she's done a podcast on this topic, by the way. She's spoken out strongly on some common sense in this area. But Sissy, you're probably most familiar in terms of all of your areas of expertise with the Christian community, being part of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse. You've seen the church at work in a lot of ways. This has some really bad stuff in it when it comes to churches being able to just teach or even not even teach, but just be allowed to believe what the text of Scripture says. And on that point, what should the response be?
Yeah, you know what, this the Equality Act, it contains no specific protection for Christian or Christian ministries. We really will become third-class citizens to this. Everything, every LGBT right will trump religious freedom in every situation. And we can't even begin to understand how far this is going to stretch. So I want to encourage people, one, we got to be informed. You have to know what's going on, and you're going to have to start this conversation with people. Like I was just sharing, the lady I had in my salon, I did not want to sit there and talk about that while getting my hair done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just informed her. She loved it. She wanted to know more resources. You have to, because people are really clueless. It sounds wonderful. and start informing them, praying, get, you know, Alliance Defending Freedom is going to be really busy in the next few years. You know, get involved. I just met a guy from Polk County. They can't control what's happening in Oregon or in Portland, but they can control Polk County in Florida. They've gotten a group together. They had Alliance Defending Freedom come in and teach them how they can protect their own community, their own public schools, and how they can advocate. Call your senators. This is going to be a big climb in the Senate. With the filibuster, they're going to have 60 votes. But, hey, those Democrats are trying to get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
And if that happens, we can't even imagine what they're going to start pushing through.
And let me give that number for those of you that would like to call your senator. I have this memorized, and I can give it to anybody at any point in time, because the switchboard to the Capitol is your hotline to your elected representatives, and you can speak your mind to them. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Put that in your smartphone, 202-224-3121, and encourage your senators to vote down the Equality Act and do so on the basis of its inequality. Sissy, the left has done a really good job of this. They call things the opposite of what they are to help them get passed. And then when they're passed, kind of like Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. When we do find out what's in it, it's not usually good. Sissy Graham Lynch, thank you so much for being with us and helping us think this through today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Again, start following her podcast. Follow her on social media. Fearless is the name of the podcast, and it's available through any podcast aggregator across the country. 202-224-3121. Call your senator. Kevin McCullough, the Big News Hour coming up next. Stay with us.